How many have you forgiven today? Chapter 23, Part 2.
That pony gives me a weird feeling,
Anon mentions to Blossom as he pours himself a drink.
You felt it too?
Yeah. Any idea what it could be?
I have a few ideas, but don't worry about it. Everything will be fine.
If you say so.
Anon quickly downs his drink.
I better not keep the sisters waiting. I can practically hear their thoughts.
Blossom chuckles.
You're that close with them?
They're predictable.
Oh, is that why you enjoy their company so much?
Blossom asks with a smirk.
Perhaps. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. Enjoy the party.
Don't need to tell me twice. See you around, stud.
Blossom walks off towards the mares that are talking with Cadence. She wants to be close to her to ensure that if she tries anything, then Blossom won't be far from her. Anon turns back around and finds the sisters have broken from the group of mares and are walking towards him.
Thanks for going through the trouble of throwing this party,
Anon says, as soon as they are near.
It was no trouble,
Celestia speaks.
Yes, no trouble at all,
Luna replies in kind. Anon once again finds his eyes drifting to what they are wearing. The two of them notice his wandering gaze as they briefly look at one another and smile in success.
Man, those dresses are really nice,
Anon says as he looks them over.
I didn't even know you two owned something like this.
We wanted to look good for the party. It's not every day that a friend celebrates their success,
Luna says.
I guess that's true.
Not to mention that we will finally be spending more time together. Dressing any less would be insulting,
Celestia adds.
I wouldn't say insulting, but then again, I still don't really get equestrian culture. Besides all that, I think you two look great.
Oh, just great?
Luna prods.
What's better than great?
Anon jokes.
I don't know. How about beautiful?
I thought that went without saying.
Both Celestia and Luna's face go completely red at hearing Anon say that. It leaves them speechless for a moment before Celestia catches herself.
Thank you. I think you look rather handsome yourself.
I probably didn't put much into my outfit like every mare here has, but thanks.
As nice as it is to be complimented by Anon, there's something off about it as well. He's speaking as if he were talking about the weather. They get the feeling that his compliments, while in a good place in his heart, don't hold the same meaning that they're looking for. Not that they were expecting anything to happen so early, but they are still swimming a bit from their realization of their feelings this morning. Having Anon so close makes the sisters want to hold him tight and tell him exactly how they feel. Yet, they must hold their tongue. They have plenty of time to get that part of their life started, but today is a day of celebration, nothing more. Anon looks around the room once more to take in all the mares.
A few ponies haven't shown up. I guess they had something come up,
Anon remarks, noticing a few mares weren't here.
I'm sure it was important if they didn't come,
Luna says.
That's fine. I still have many good friends here to enjoy the party.
Anon turns around and pours himself another drink.
So far, this party is going well.
Both sisters nod their heads as Anon drinks. However, before he can finish, he instantly covers his mouth and spits his drink into his hand. Celestia is worried, but notices that his eyes are looking past her. Celestia and Luna look over their withers towards the front door and find one pony standing there. Lyra.
Oh, Trixie hopes she's not too late.
Trixie is walking down the halls of the castle looking for the dining hall. Perhaps she should have taken that guard's offer in showing her the way. When she came to the front gate, they knew she was here for Anon's party, but she cockily told them that she knew the way to the dining hall and could show herself. That wasn't exactly the case, and now she's been wandering for over 20 minutes. Trixie stops at the nearest door and looks inside. Nothing. She lets out a sigh. This may take longer than she thought. However, before she can take a step further, she hears the sound of hoofsteps.
Perfect. This is probably a guard that can give me some directions.
Trixie walks towards the split in the hallway where she hears the hoofsteps. As she turns the corner, she's surprised when she bumps into something. She shakes her head some and looks to see if she bumped into the guard. Yet what she finds is anything but a guard.
Twilight?
She asks, confused. Standing before her is one Twilight Sparkle. The same mare that exposed her for being a fraud, chased her out of Ponyville, and was the one reason she lost her job as a magician.
Why is she here and not in Ponyville? Sorry.
Twilight says in a weak voice, and continues to walk past Trixie as if she doesn't even recognize her. As much as Trixie hates Twilight for everything she did to her, there seems to be something wrong with her.
Are you all right, Twilight?
Trixie asks. Twilight stops and turns around to face Trixie. The soulless look in her eyes fades some as she recognizes her.
Trixie? Is that you? Yeah, what are you doing here? I was studying, and then...
Trixie notices her wince slightly.
I needed a break. Okay. Do you know where the dining hall is, by any chance?
Twilight lifts a hoof towards an empty hall.
Down the hall, to the right. You can't miss it. Thank you.
Trixie is getting the creeps from Twilight. It's like she's a zombie.
Why are you here?
Twilight asks.
Just a party for Anon.
Twilight's head hangs low at hearing that.
Anon. Right. Have a fun time.
That's all Twilight says as she walks down the hall in a lifeless fashion. Trixie is left alone in the hall, unsure of what just happened. She always thought that if she got to see Twilight again, she'd give her a piece of her mind about what happened on that day, and yet, she couldn't. Seeing Twilight like that isn't gonna bring her joy at all. She'll put this behind her for now, or else she'll be late to the party.
What is Lyra doing here?
Anon is stuck in place as he can't move his eyes away from her. She's not wearing a dress, and she's searching the room, probably for him. This isn't good. He has no idea what will happen if she finds him, but it's not like he can run or hide. Her search doesn't take long as she locks eyes with Anon. She doesn't look angry, but afraid. Celestia looks between Lyra and Anon.
Is everything all right?
She asks Anon, worried what this could be about.
Not at all, but I gotta handle this.
Anon walks past both sisters and towards Lyra.
What are you doing here?
I just want to talk.
I've made myself perfectly clear. Leave, Lyra.
I can't. Please, just give me 5 minutes.
Lyra lowers her head with tears in her eyes. Anon doesn't hate Lyra, he just has to keep telling himself that because it's true. She's a friend, and seeing her like this does hurt him. Anon grits his teeth slightly.
Follow me.
Lyra doesn't say anything as Anon leads her towards a balcony door. He opens the two glass doors and lets her walk past as he enters behind her and closes the door.
This is about as private as I want us to get.
Anon remarks.
I don't trust you, Lyra. So hurry up and say what you came here to say.
Lyra lets out a long sigh.
All right. I came here to say I'm sorry for what happened at the shop. I love you.
We've talked about this time and time again. You broke my trust, that's one thing. But what really pisses me off is that you actually pulled Bon Bon into this. I can't forgive that. It makes me sick just thinking about it.
Lyra winces as she hears Anon say that.
I just didn't know what else to do.
You have a serious problem, Lyra. I made my decision to help solve your problem. Bon Bon loves you, and that should mean the world to you.
Anon clenches his fist in anger.
I'm just as guilty as you. I could have put my foot down a long time ago, but I didn't. So this is why we're here, Lyra. I care about Bon Bon, enough to put a stop to this. For her sake.
Lyra nods her head.
I understand. So this is it?
For now. Maybe some other time we can put all this behind us, but as it stands now, this is goodbye.
Lyra lowers her head again.
You talked to Bon Bon this morning too?
Yeah, I did.
That makes sense. She came home crying. I didn't know how to console her, being the problem that is. I never felt so worthless in my life, just standing there while the mare I love was in pain. I just kept thinking about you, and how bringing you back would make everything better. Then I realized what you meant.
Lyra walks over to the glass door leading to the dining hall.
I hope we can see each other again soon.
Anon doesn't say anything as he walks past Lyra and towards the balcony. With no answer from Anon, Lyra quickly leaves. Anon can only stand there and look at the moon as it starts crossing the sky. It's starting to get late and Anon already feels emotionally drained by everything that's happened.
Love is rather complicated, isn't it?
A voice calls out to him. Anon turns around to see that Cadence pony standing there.
How do you...
She giggles as she shows him her hind end, a crystal-looking heart cutie mark.
It's my special talents. I can sense love whenever it's near.
If you don't mind, I want to be alone.
Are you sure? Talking about things can help ease your pain.
I don't make it a habit of spilling my guts to any pony that happens to walk by.
Anon remarks, feeling irritated by her presence. Cadence walks over to Anon until she's standing beside him. This party has actually opened her eyes to many things. The mares here talked about Anon, how sweet he is and is willing to go the extra mile for his friends. There was not a single thing they could speak ill about him. Cadence spoke to them about what happened in Ponyville. It seems that Pinky is the element of laughter and was closest to what happened. She spoke of all things that happened with her and Anon, as well as the things he endured. How he never spoke about what was happening and instead kept to himself. It was hard for her to recollect on the memories, but she did so to share with Cadence. While they assured Cadence that he was a tough shell to crack, it was worth the loyalty and kindness he brings to the table. Even if it doesn't seem nice at the time, what Anon does is for the benefit of his friends. Cadence learned that things aren't as black and white as she wants them to be. She's heard the stories from her aunts, but actually speaking to the ponies there put a lot of it into perspective. She can't imagine what Anon has gone through, but she can't deny that Twilight is suffering for her actions. That's still the little filly she used to take care of.
Anon, I wish to speak freely about something. Would you hear me out?
Will you leave me alone after?
Yes.
Anon lets out a sigh.
Sure.
As I said before, I am Princess Cadence. But before I was a princess, I was just a full sitter. The filly I took care of went by the name Twilight.
Anon tenses up at hearing this, but keeps silence.
She was a curious filly. Always learning about magic, but never cared to make friends. I tried to get her to make some friends, but sadly I had to leave to start my own training. It's hard for me to think that the filly I used to take care of has done something so horrible. Her parents, brother, and friends have turned their back on her. She's all alone and has no one to turn to. I spoke to her a few days ago and she wasn't doing well.
Cadence can feel some tears building in her eyes.
I don't know what to do to help her. She's drowning in her own sorrow, and there's only one thing that can save her. You.
Anon didn't want to hear any of this. It's about as much as he expected. Why should he care if Twilight is suffering? It's justice as far as he's concerned.
Twilight is a good pony.
Cadence continues at Anon's silence.
I know you don't believe that. I wouldn't believe it either after what happens to you, but I can't stand to see her like this. I know it's pointless, but all I ask is that you think deep about what she's done and try, no matter how hard it is to forgive her. If not for her sake, then your own. I'm sure living with the burden of the past is a tiring venture.
Everything falls silent. The only sound between the two is the winds that pushes the trees ever so slightly.
I'd like to be left alone now, Anon says.
Right.
Cadence clears her eyes as she walks towards the door, but stops before exiting.
I think you, more than any pony else, can truly understand how lonely Twilight feels right now.
With that said, Cadence leaves Anon alone. Anon looks off into the distance with gritted teeth. That last remark really rubbed him the wrong way. Why should he care about how alone she feels?
Maybe she'll finally understand how I felt all those years.
Go out there and talk to him!
Luna urges her sister.
He wants to be alone! You know how he is, just go out there and comfort him! Oh, why not you?
Luna rolls her eyes.
We talked about this. You should be trying to get closer to him. Think of this as a test run. I don't know, what Lyra and him talked about was personal. Which proves the point that he needs someone that can help him feel better.
Celestia really does want to go out there to help him, but she doesn't want to push boundaries either. It's why she hasn't been using her emotion magic on Anon lately.
Okay, fine.
Celestia walks over to the balcony door and opens it slightly and looks inside. Standing there looking off into the distance is Anon. She can't tell what he's feeling, but he must have a lot on his mind. She steps inside and closes the door behind her.
Who is it this time?
Anon whispers with a grunt.
Are you all right?
Celestia asks.
You've been out here for a while.
Anon feels his nerves calm as he turns around to face Celestia with a smile.
Just some things on my chest.
Does it have to do with your business partners?
Anon feels his smile slip some, but nods.
Yeah, I'm sorry for what happened last night.
There's no need to be sorry.
Celestia says as she walks up to him.
You should never hesitate when you're in need of comfort.
Still, it was out of the blue, but I really needed you at that moment.
Anon hates admitting how vulnerable he was in that moment, but he's fine with telling Celestia that. He's known her long enough to trust her with sensitive topics.
Do you want to talk about it?
Anon lets out a sigh.
Sure.
Celestia notices Anon shiver some at the cold air. She walks closer to him, takes a seat, and pulls him to her chest as she wraps her wings around him for warmth.
Take all the time you need.
She whispers to him. Something about this, the way Celestia is holding him, puts Anon at ease. He doesn't want to lie to her, she's always been kind and helpful, worrying about him more than herself. So being truthful is the least he can do.
So, it all started yesterday when I was at the shop.
I mean, we all knew it was coming. It was only just a matter of time, and now more stress on everyone's minds. But anyway, let's get on to our common collective donators. Top donators are 630, Only One Thing, Saru Orion, and Iron Sky. Darkside, Raiden, Narwhals, Black Moon, Heart, Pastel Skies, Austin Rollins, Stu Heck, Sword Brother, Immordred, Omicron Library, Will Chris, Twinkie, Rietzel, Battis Waffle, Shadow Moon, Luigi88, Chancellor Crust, Big Smoke 369, Bobcat GGF, and many more beautiful people. Thank you all so much for watching this video and live life to the fullest.